On average, each American drinks about 55 gallons of soft drinks a year, and their choices keep growing, Harriet Baskus reports.
These days, most grocery and convenience stores have entire aisles filled with soft drinks, mostly their colas. But in the section filled with what the industry calls new age beverages, you'll find teas, caffeine-injected energy drinks, and a wide variety of vitamin-enhanced potions. Many promise to cure everything from impotence to low energy and unhappiness. It may sound like a gimmick, but Gary Hempel of the Beverage Marketing Corporation says the popularity of these products makes big cola companies jittery.
In the mainstream carbonated soft drink market, the growth has been pretty slow the last 2 years, maybe 0.5% to 1% in terms of volume. And the real growth has come about in these newer products.
New Age beverages, says Hempel, now make up 15% to 20% of the $52 billion soft drink market. And sales of these alternative refreshments are growing 8% to 10% a year.
The terminology the big guys used to say is the share of stomach. And I'm like, whatever, dude. Like, that's ridiculous.
Peter Van Stolk is a former ski bum and now president of Seattle-based Jones Soda, which netted more than $19 million in soda sales last year. It's one of dozens of New Age beverage companies trying to create a buzz among the young, active, thirsty crowd. Jones is best known for drinks sporting both unusual colors and unusual names, including Happy, Blue Bubblegum, Pink, and Fufu Berry.
Fufu Berry is one of I like the best because people ask me what is Fufu and I make up a different story every time I come across it. It's just fun. You know, it's soda.
Van Stolk kept fun in mind when setting out to get his sodas into the hands of the company's target market. Active 14 to 24-year-olds into skateboarding, snowboarding, extreme sports, and the more sedentary folks drawn to that lifestyle. But getting a new soda into a crowded market was a challenge.
What we did is when we launched Jones, we realized that we went to these alternative accounts, you know, skate shops, piercing shops, tattoo shops, sex shops. That's how we built our brand.
Coke and Pepsi probably wouldn't take that approach, but Gary Hempel says smaller companies do whatever they can to get noticed. Jones Soda, for example, is constantly changing its labels, which feature a wide variety of photos sent in by consumers, everything from dogs and kids to street signs and skateboarders in action. Citizen photographers receive no fee, which doesn't seem to bother Kaya Hoffman, who checked in recently with Delilah Salazar, the photo guru at Jones Soda.
Six of your photos were chosen for labels.
Wonderful.
Like this happy face, it went on Happy, and we liked it so much that we put it on Root Beer also.
Excellent. Thank you kindly.
Hoffman first tried Jones Soda because he found the labels charming, but skateboarders BJ Campbell and his friend CJ tried it because their friends at the skate park were drinking it.
It doesn't taste like Coke and everything else. It's really sweet, though.
I know a lot of young kids are attracted to it just because it's like a kind of hip, happening kind of company, you know?
It's not like Coke and Pepsi or Running Scared, but they do have their own alternative soft drinks. And, says Gary Hempel of the Beverage Marketing Corporation, when competition heats up, they can afford to quench their thirst for profits by simply buying out the smaller brands. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskus in Seattle, Washington.